Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're talking about overcoming destruction. We talked about in the last broadcast how we've been redeemed from destruction. Today we're going to talk about causes of destruction in a person's life. God does not want these things to come upon us. He wants us to do what the Word says so we do not see destruction. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 20, the Bible talked about destruction that came upon them because they would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. It is certain that you must learn to be obedient to what God tells you to do in His Word, what the Holy Spirit is quickening for you to do, you must learn to be obedient unto the voice of the Lord. Remember Saul, he wasn't obedient to what God wanted him to do, and the Bible says that because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, then what happened to him? He was rejected from being king because he gave place to the enemy through disobedience. You know, then curses will come upon you. When you disobey, that the Bible talks about in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, then all these curses will come upon thee. And one of them, in verse 45, is that it will come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you be destroyed. All kinds of destruction will come, and curses will follow you if you don't obey and hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. In Joshua chapter 7, verse 12, it says the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. And it brought destruction upon them. And why? Because they didn't destroy the accursed thing from among them. If you have any accursed things in your life or in your possession, you need to get rid of them. If not, you will not be able to stand before your enemies. Instead, you will turn your back before your enemies, and you will see destruction come your way. In Psalms 145, verse 20, the Bible says, "The Lord preserves all those that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy." Those that walk in the ways of wickedness are going to see destruction. If you walk in the ways of the Word of God, those are the ones that love Him. The ones that love Him are those that keep His commandments. God says He will preserve you. If He preserves you, He will protect you, and you will not see destruction come upon you in your life. It's also important that we receive the counsel and the reproof from the Lord. The Bible talks about in Proverbs chapter 1 how they set it not all of His counsel and would none of His reproof. And because of that, it opened up the door for destruction to come their way. And destruction started to come. It said when your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, it's going to come as a whirlwind if you won't take the counsel of God and receive His reproof. He's been working at you to get you to repent, turn away from sin, and He's been reproving you and you won't listen to Him, look out. The destruction will come as a whirlwind. Distress and anguish will come upon a person. So what's the answer? Get in the Word and receive the Word. Receive that counsel. Do what He says. Repent and turn away from sin and walk in His ways. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. I'll tell you, we should never, ever allow ourselves to get involved in adultery. If you commit adultery with a woman or a woman with a man, you lack understanding. You actually are destroying your own soul. You are bringing destruction. And also, of course, fornication is sinning against your body. You're going to bring all kinds of curses upon you physically and also in the soul realm. So do not let yourself fall into any kind of sin. And remember, it's not just the action. If you look on a woman with lust in your heart, you have committed that adultery, and it is bringing destruction in the soul realm. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 14, the Bible says, "The mouth of the foolish is near destruction." Be sure that you learn to speak what God's Word says. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You've got to learn to speak His Word. Because of the mouth of the foolish, the fools, to just speak whatever they think, whatever they want, whatever comes to their mind. And if it's not in line with the Word, it is going to bring destruction. Proverbs 10:29, the Bible says, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." If you're a worker of iniquity, destruction is coming your way. Over in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9, the Bible says, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. Don't be a hypocrite with your mouth. Don't say one thing one minute and then say another thing the next minute. And I tell you, you are going to bring destruction upon those that hear you. You've got to be a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He that keeps his mouth keeps his life. But if you open wide your lips, you're going to have destruction. Proverbs 13, verse 3. Important to speak forth the word of God. Be sure that whatever you speak, you're going to speak it consistently to people. Proverbs 13:13, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. You need to love the word of God, and you love the word of God if you will do it consistently. You know, if you have that attitude, well, I don't care what the Bible says, I'm just going to go do whatever I want. That is despising the word of God. The Bible says, he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The one who has the fear of the Lord and fears the commandments of God, they're going to do them. They're going to order their ways after the word of God, and they're going to be rewarded. Proverbs 13, verse 20, the Bible says, a companion of fools shall be destroyed. If we walk with wise men, we'll be wise. Stay away from those people that are walking contrary to the word. Accept the witness to them. You witness to them and minister to them, but don't be in fellowship with them. I see too many Christians today that have allowed themselves to be in fellowship with people that are not walking in the ways of the Lord, or that are backslidden, or that are lukewarm. Don't be a companion of the fools. If so, it will affect you, and the Bible says you will be destroyed. Proverbs 13:23, the Bible says, there is that is destroyed for want or lack of judgment. We need to have God's wisdom so that we will make good decisions, good judgment, so that we will not see the destruction from the enemy come. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 25, the Bible says, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud. Pride will open you up for destruction. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction. You've got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. I tell you, if you exalt yourself, the Bible says a person who exalts his gait, he actually seeks destruction, whether he knows it or not. Proverbs 17:19. You've got to learn to deal with that pride, deal with that I, me attitude, what I want, talking about yourself. I'll tell you, pride goes before destruction. Put yourself down below what you minister to other people. Quit talking about yourself and your own accomplishments. If you're one of these people that's an I person, you've got pride, and destruction is going to be coming your way. Proverbs 18:7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Watch what you say with your mouth. Learn to speak the word of God and do what he says. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, it says, if he's often reproved, then he hardens his neck, then suddenly he shall be destroyed and without remedy. I'll tell you, it is very important that when correction is coming to you, reproof is coming to you, that you receive it. If you don't receive it, you are actually causing a hardening of your heart. You're hardening your neck, as it says. And I'll tell you, remember what we talked about in the iniquity series, that when you sin, it is causing iniquity within you, and as you keep on seeing that iniquity increase, the multitude of it, it'll swell up like all of a sudden a big dam, like the water ready to burst through, and it says you'll suddenly be destroyed and without remedy. This thing will break upon you like a breach in a dam, just in a moment's time. So don't harden yourself. You sit there and think, oh, God, he'll keep forgiving me. He'll keep, you know, he'll understand. No. He's telling you what to do, and you better learn to obey him and obey his voice. Receive his reproof, his chastening, and his correction. Praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. If so, it's going to bring destruction upon you. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 7, the thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting, and destruction are in their paths. What kind of thoughts do you have going through your mind? You need to be in the Word of God and thinking on the Word of God. Cast down those imaginations. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, so that you are going to be thinking on good things. As a man thinketh in his heart, what it really means his mind, so is he. Hosea 4:6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Here's another cause of destruction. Get yourself in the Word of God. Get the knowledge of God. We're talking about revelation knowledge, spiritual knowledge of the ways of God. And then as you take hold of it and walk in it, then you'll see victory. But if you don't have knowledge, you will not see the victory. Instead, you'll be destroyed in those areas where you lack it. In Hosea chapter 13, verse 9, the Bible says, "Thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help." So many have actually given place to the enemy and really been self-destructive. You can destroy yourself by giving place to the enemy. You know, it's not God's fault, it's us giving place to the enemy. Walk in the ways of the Lord. Look to God as your help. Don't try to walk in your own strength. It's not going to make it. You've got to learn to listen to the Lord. In fact, in Acts 3:23, the Bible says, "Every soul which will not hear that prophet or hear the word or hear what God's bringing, he'll be destroyed from among the people." 1 Corinthians 3:17 says, "If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy." The temple of God is holy. We have got to learn to not let our temple be defiled. It is important that you choose to walk in God's ways and be obedient unto him. Also, 1 Corinthians 10:9 says, "Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents." That's a type of the demon spirits. If you tempt Christ, how do you tempt him? When you draw back from his word. They tempted him and drew back from the word of God, limiting the Holy One of Israel. And when you don't walk in God's ways and you tempt him, you're going to have the open door for the enemy to work. It said also, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured, and they were also destroyed of the destroyer." You've got to learn to walk in his ways. Don't mind earthly things. The ones who mind earthly things and their God was their belly, it said their end was destruction. You've got to turn away from all this destruction or the enemy is going to do a work upon you. Also, you've got to walk in faith. Remember the Bible says that afterward those who believe not were destroyed. If you don't walk by faith, you can't please God. You walk by faith, you're going to receive the promises of God, and you're going to see God work, and his life will come forth in you. Start getting in the Word. Start doing what the Word says, and you will see that you will overcome destruction, and you will see the life of God working in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I